Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 22nd day of March, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's snowing, and it's supposed to snow for days now. It's just sickening, man. I hate winter. Hate it. And I don't care who knows. I hate it. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. YouTube, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's it. YouTube suspends gun manufacturer bans and instructional gun videos. Ooh, private corporation just fucking taking control, huh? Well, we're definitely going to get into it as soon as we return from these words from Drockton, Bullion, and Kling.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number? $18.07 per ounce. That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $1,977, not $1,887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. YouTube suspends gun manufacturer bans instructional gun videos. This is from Federalist, sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. YouTube has updated its policies of content featuring firearms, leading to the suspension of a large gun manufacturer and forcing popular gun content creators to move remove videos from the channels. While we've long prohibited the sale of firearms, we recently notified creators of updates we will be making around content. okay, updates. That means algorithms that they're going to be making around content, promoting the sale and manufacture of firearms and their accessories. Specifically, items like ammunition, Gatling triggers, and drop-in auto sears, reads a statement from a YouTube spokesman. And, you know, here we go again, people. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this picture? Why, I mean, we're going to go through a couple of articles like this. You know, the banks and everybody. What's wrong with this picture? Why can't they do this? Because they are licensed vendors in the United States of America. And the goddamn, they cannot be licensed to violate your rights. I mean, what they're trying to do is put the businesses where the people are supposed to be. You know, if you don't want to make a cake for a queer, now you got a license up there on the wall, you're discriminating, man, we're coming down on you, right? Right? You know the private family-owned business that doesn't need a license? I just, an entrepreneur, I mean, unless you go into public trading, where you're selling stocks in your business and shit like that, you incorporate. It's just to run a business. I mean, it's like the lemonade stand. You don't need a damn business to sell lemonade. It's your, if you go get the lemonade and you make the lemonade and you go out there and you sell it, that's your money. That is, I mean, what we're talking about here is them taking our place. We are American nationals. We're free. We're free to tell a queer we won't bake you a cake. But these big manufacturers, I mean, like, these big conglomerates like YouTube. Okay, they are licensed vendors. They are huge. I mean, this is why the licensing process was put in place and the incorporation was, this was their argument for it. Because these great big groups would get together and they would have such power that they'd end up taking you over. So they never could do that because you had to have that vendor's license. That vendor's license was issued by a local government or a state government. Or a federal government, depending on if your business were national, international, or just local. And why was that issued? To make sure that they didn't use the power of our own wealth against us. Again, you know, I want their goddamn license pulled. But I'll tell you what, unlike the old days when you had to have that license right up in your establishment, now these sons of bitches, not to mention the monies that, you know, that were your money, your tax money that was handed over these pricks to start this with their international cabal. But that license that hung on that wall, if you had a problem with that vendor, you went straight for that goddamn license. You shut that son of a bitch down. He violated my rights. Go back to the 60s. I mean, look at their argument here. Because they're a private, because YouTube's a private business. It isn't a private business. It's a public venue they have created, and they are vendors. That's what everybody keeps forgetting. They're making money from accessing our consumer base in this country, the richest consumer base on the planet. And there are conditions that go with that. And this government cannot issue license to anyone violating anybody's rights. They just can't do it. They do not have the authority. The ninth article would forbid them from ever having any such authority. Okay, let's go on in this a little bit. The list of prohibited content now includes links to sites that sell firearms. Excuse me. Oh, man. Sell firearms, videos that teach installation of certain accessories, and videos that teach the entirely legal acts of manufacturing guns and reloading ammunition. Here are specific guidelines from YouTube. This is your private corporations writing the goddamn law. They tried to pass a law like this. John talked about it once. I can't remember exactly what it was. But they tried to pass a law allowing the corporations to write law. And you cannot do unconstitutional, shot down. But now they've just manipulated. They have taken away the courts. They've taken over their own courts. Well, they've replaced our courts with their courts, with their admiralty courts. And now they just, you know, like I said, in one instance up in here in Oregon, those queers got a big settlement, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, because that man would not bake, because they would not bake the queer cake for the queer wedding. I mean, but wait a minute, that's a private one. No. It's different. You see, when you get into the elite status, when you get to that level of eliteness, like YouTube, I mean, this is a power corporation. If anything should be held to account, it should be these bastards, not some guy baking a cake. But the guy baking the cake, see, he's down here, he's in the Goyim. They've taken what was ours, our sovereignty, and they've installed it upon themselves and made us subservient to them, plain and simple. The bottom line is, these are vendors. The license issued by those vendors are issued by the authority of we the people, through the authority of the Constitution and the state Constitution and the local charters that all depend on that federal Constitution for authority. And that federal Constitution is limited by the Bill of Rights, in specific the 6th article, that says that never can any authority exist that violates those rights. They are issuing an authority. A license is an authority. They are issuing an authority to YouTube to operate and violate our fucking rights. And they know this. I mean, all of these law schools and all this bullshit, I'll tell you at the top, that they know the law at the top. They don't teach these morons coming out of these law schools. They come in, I'm a lawyer, you're a fucking idiot. I'm an attorney, you're a bigger fucking idiot. That's all you are. You don't have a clue of what the law is. Procedures and contracts, they've taught you to operate in the Uniform Commercial Code, which is not applicable to the people you are dealing with. Administrative courts is the only place that you could apply your trade. And an administrative court is for, businesses. It's not for the people. We are guaranteed the common law, our common law courts, where we run them, where we act on our own authority, where we exercise our authority in prosecuting our lives. I'm telling you, people, we can go, we can tear this shit apart, because bottom line here is, they can't do it. But they are being promoted to do this. This federal government licensed YouTube to take away your frickin' rights, period. And they had no authority to do it. So this is just another act of treason. Call it nothing. And again, what it all breaks down to and what they're after, what is in the crosshairs, is that procedural due process. Procedural due process. This was okay one day, and this guy decided, I don't like what that fella's saying. And so, I've created, and I've set up a little thing here in the public square, and I've said, this is where all the free speech is. Anybody that wants to see what other people are thinking, come here and look. And then after I get it established, using the people and making it big, making the billions, because that's what happened. These people are like the robber barons of old. They're sitting down, where the law is going to be what I say it is. The man with the golden rule, man with the gold makes the rule. Or shit, not in this country. Of all these people, there's all these important people out there, way smarter than me. They're filthy rich. That's how smart they are. They got billions. They got millions anyway. And there are people who are claim to be against this attack on our second article. Why? Ask yourself, in the NRA, that multi-million dollar, I guess it'd be a 501c3 corporation, wouldn't it? Our gun owners of America. Why has nobody brought up the vendor's license? This has been common knowledge to me since I was a little kid. My dad worked at a mill. And that mill, because that mill was consuming, what they did was the federal contracts for the logs to come into the mill to be processed into a lumber to be shipped around the country to build houses, okay? But because they had to be licensed as a vendor. They had to be licensed as a vendor to bid on the contracts for the federal timber. But you're using our resources, what it came down to, and you absolutely cannot violate anybody's goddamn rights, period. I want to go on to this next one, because I want to get through these, and I want you guys to see exactly what I'm talking about here. I don't want this. I see Universal Limited Corporation. What the hell? Wait a second. I'm missing some papers here. That's what's wrong. Here we are. Citigroup, that was who I was after. But I want to. Do the YouTube one next. All right, let's have a look, because there's a part in here I want to get to. Gun vulgars vent fury as YouTube bans firearm videos switched to Pornhub. Okay, now this goes to it, the Pornhub thing, because I've done messed up, because I went to an article from yesterday that I didn't get to. Let me see if I can get to this here. First Amendment, right. Okay, we're going to go to this paragraph right here, and we're talking about YouTube again. Others argued the decision would impinge on the United States First Amendment rights. And this is where these son of a bitches, I tell you, they know exactly what they know this. They know better than this. They're coming out and see if they could just print this down. They're under no obligation to tell anybody the truth and just write this shit down. And that, it was written down by somebody. It doesn't matter that it goes directly in contradiction to the Bill of Rights of the people of the United States. Well, go on. Got out of hand there. Others argued that the decision would impinge on U.S. citizens. I'm not a citizen, you shit. First Amendment rights. YouTube has already been embroiled in a recent and ongoing scandal involving the demonetization or removal of many channels, often conservative or politically controversial. However, as a private company, YouTube is not bound by the First Amendment, people. As a private company, YouTube, well, you know what? You can be, you don't have to be Mr. Zuckerberg, but I'm pulling your fucking vendor's license, you see? You're not going to make any money doing this. You cannot make money off of the United States violating people's fucking rights. That is the law. And I want to know why Gun Owners of America, all these big bastards here are supposed to be your champions. How come they're not the simple thing? They could go straight after that license. The argument, there's no arguing against it. It is absolute fact. Are they, they're admitting they're doing it and saying that they can do it because they're a private business. And but you, that, there's your, right there in their own writing, you take that to the licensee and say, I want that license revoked. They can, you cannot license somebody who's violating my rights. You're my government, you sons of bitches. I hope everybody understands that. Citigroup enforces gun control restrictions on customers. This is from Zero Hedge, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Seemingly following Andrew Ross Sorkin's suggestion and echoing the virtue signaling from Dick's Sporting Goods et al., Mega Bank Citigroup is setting restrictions on sales of firearms by its business customers. Now, what do we do about this, people? Can they do this to us? Can they do this to us if they're without complicity to goddamn insurrection and sedition by the goddamn government? Because here you have enough, you goddamn banking. You think they don't have a license to bank? Issued by the government? The government is supporting this. They are licensing this. Why are not these goddamn supposed gun advocate groups going for the license? Why? I want to know why. And everybody should be asking, why? Why do you not go after that? Take their license away. They can't have a license in the United States if they're violating people's goddamn rights. Don't. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Not to mention, you can't issue a license to somebody to violate my rights, to use money or anything else to violate my rights. You do not have that authority to grant to them because the Ninth Article forbids it. They do not want to, I mean, it's like we were talking about Gun Owners of America and NRA, all these gun groups. They do not want to go to that Bill of Rights. They want that, set that second, they call it Second Amendment, and set it out there and keep it separate. And keep it separate from the due process and the whole, the body of the law, the common law. Because if you went out to argue it in court, you'd have to say, you'd have to call it what it is. It's common law. That is the common law. That's the people's will you're talking about. And like I said, this could be, this, no argument here. You filed to remove the goddamn license of this Citigroup, but you know, oh, they're just big, huge bank. We can't even put them in jail for stealing. When they're caught red-handed stealing, we can't put them in jail. Put you in jail or kill you over a seatbelt, but Citibank or Citigroup, well, they're just too big. They're too big to tell them that they can't violate your rights. We can't pull their license. They own us. I'm living in their back pocket. How can I pull their license? This is just like what we were talking about back in 08 with the regulators. We had goddamn people in place. It was their job. We paid their wages, their goddamn bonuses, their vacations, their pensions, their medical. We paid everything for these son of a bitches that were exactly there just to stop what happened in 2008. And when they didn't, when we found out that junk bonds had been rated as AAA derivatives and put into people's 401ks and they lost everything, and that was against the goddamn law. Man, they're just too big. They're too big. If they're this goddamn big that this government can't handle them, I suggest very strongly we start handling them. See if they're too big for the American people and what, 300 million firearms. See if they're too big. And get the son of a bitches that issue them license to do this, because that is a blatant act of treason. Their lights, I mean, as soon as you brought this shit up, I'm telling you people, 50 years ago, you'd have brought something like this up, they would have pulled your license just for cuz. And you would have explained, you'd have paid fines, you'd have licked ass until you got it all straightened out and pacified everybody before you got that license back. They're pretending like, oh, there's just nothing we can do about it. They're just big corporation bullshit. And if you will not take the, here we are again. If the law will not take care of these son of a bitches, we will. Because this is violation of our law that's not being enforced by the people we hired to enforce it. And their asses are on the line too. They all got to hang. The son of a bitch that issued and continues to issue these son of a bitch and licenses, whoever that licensing agent is, that son of a bitch has got bought himself a rope. By definition of the English language, that is treachery, treason, espionage. This is espionage, actually, because it's causing an effect on us.
These kids sure had an impact on all these people, didn't they, Henry?
No, Mark. No, they didn't. What you had was a media blitz. They tell everybody, you're all excited. I guess everybody thinks they're excited. No, it had no, all it did was piss a lot of people off. The same communist that would have been out there with a pussy hat on yesterday came out today and it's all a new thing because these kids popped up. Bullshit. They're nothing. Not to get on you, brother.
Well, these corporations are,
Brother, this is an excuse. We're doing it because these little kids got out and said so. Some little kids told you to do it. Some little kids told you you could remove my second article, right, huh? Are you ready to die for some little kids? Because I'm fixing to kill you for them.
Well, I'm just saying, Henry, you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. No, this is like an ad campaign. You ever watch Bewitched when you were a kid? Remember Darren? He'd run the big ad campaigns. That's all the hell this is. It's all movie production. Those kids didn't, there ain't nobody thinks no different than today. The people out there, the 75% that are the people that are this nation, there is not one bit of alteration in their thinking because of that what happened in Florida with their false flag and these little brats walking around, snotting around, and these bitches with the pussy hats on. Nothing has changed. They know this. This is just like, well, there was a big change, so we're going to do this. Go ahead, you son of a bitch. But with all you're doing, you're not going to convince us through your political correctness goddamn bullshit that you pulled for 20 years. Oh, I'm going to be political correct. I ain't going to say it's wrong. Yeah, I am. I'm going to tell you right now, you treasonous dog shit eating son of a bitch, I will blow your fucking head right off your shoulders. You are a traitor to your country. You are a traitor to me as an American national, and you deserve death. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother. Testify.
Ain't that damn espionage?
Pardon?
Isn't that damn espionage?
Yes, that is espionage. It's causing an effect. It is absolutely espionage. This right here, these people should be charged with espionage. They know this, though, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, Mark, they know this. They know this. This is what they're doing. They're between the revealing and what people know and what people think they know. They think they can squeeze this shit through. Like saying that that last company saying, well, that's a private company, so they don't have to. They can violate the hell out of your rights. Want to bet? We can't even violate the hell out of each other's rights in the real world, in our world. If you violate my rights, I promise you I can take you into a common law court and get my redress. I don't know where they get this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, I guarantee you, you're right.
Yeah, but
you can't find.
Go ahead, sorry.
But they can damn sure violate you. They can pull your ass over and throw you and shoot you in the head for a damn seatbelt, brother. You know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm talking, it's just like, just as simple as this. You know, that right there with their one little statement from the big multi, national goddamn corporation over there at YouTube. You know, coming out, it's a private business. We got controls of banks and territories, actual territories we control. But we're private, so we can just go ahead and remove your Bill of Rights. No, you can't. I don't know where they got the notion that a private person could do that.
Office and hang his ass.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. And the fact that, you know, these people are financing these phony elections, they're financing these productions that are shoved in our face daily to try to, well, this, you know, just like Mark was talking there, these kids, they're just a bunch of brats. And, you know, what they want is because they come on there and say, these kids are real important and everybody's got to do this. And everybody just, it's like I talk about the blue wiper. I haven't talked about the old blue wiper in quite a while, guys. But my dad, he was a mechanic, man. When he left work, he cleaned his hands, and because of the cleaner, you know, he'd get down to that last wiper, wouldn't quite use him. Dad wasn't a waster, so he put that wiper in his back pocket so he'd use it when he came back to work. And my brother had this damn mean-ass little poodle dog, man. I mean, it was just vicious. I mean, it never bite you, but, man, God, you never seen such a vicious dog. I mean, but it was lovable, you know. It was just vicious. And Dad would come. He'd hear Dad's truck coming clear down at the end of the road, man. He'd come over there. He loved my dad. And Dad would pull in the driveway there and come through the doors. And then Dad'd come here. He'd be there. Dad would try to walk right. He'd go and left, and Dad would pull that wiper out, and he'd start spinning it around his head, and that dog start going in a goddamn circle. And Dad would get him going, and then Dad would put the wiper back in his pocket. The dog's still spinning. He'd walk right by it and go sit down in his chair. Pretty soon, it'd take a little while, and the dog would notice, and he'd come go jump on Dad's lap. But that's what these people are like. They see that goddamn wiper. They can't help themselves. And it doesn't matter that it's just a goddamn wiper. It's like this notion. They come out and say, these kids came out. There ain't nothing we can do. We're going to have to take your guns away from you. The kids said it. And we all know if the kids say it, we got to do it right, right? No, not right. Treason. Espionage, you son of a bitch. Anyways, guys, we made it. Sorry.
They decided it's the damn Second Amendment. That way they can vote on it. Yeah,
exactly. No, that's not the Second Amendment. That's a second article. Anyways, guys, stay right where we are. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, starting with these message from Drockton Bullion and Coin.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to $499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number? $18.07 per ounce. That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $1,977, not $1,887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent. Because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you.
We'll be right back.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time, and that was Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch. I just like that song because that's what I want to tell you. You better be looking over your shoulder, you sons of bitches. Anyways, I'm going to explain a little more about that business license thing because I ain't got it clear to you guys yet. Okay, now if I want to get me a semi-truck, and I'm going to grow shit out on my little bit of land, and I'm going to take and put it in my semi-truck and take it down the goddamn public road that belongs to me, and just for myself, for my own enrichment, for my own labor, I don't have to have any licensing. It belongs to me. But if I want to put together a bunch of people to where I'm going to put 20 trucks out there tearing that road up, the profits are coming to me, and I'm going to pay employees, I'm going to pay people to drive these trucks. Now I'm engaged in commerce. And now the roads are going to get extra tear for my profits. So therefore, I have to be licensed to make sure that I'm because I'm using a public conveyance, a public utility. Now, Facebook, Citigroup, all of these are using public utilities. If nothing else, the goddamn banks are using our treasury. It belongs to us. Nothing could operate in this country outside without going through our treasury, can it or can it now? That's what you better be thinking about, because this is why licensing was put in place. That's why people had to, that's why you had to incorporate. And we should have never allowed it, because if we'd have just done it as families and everything like that, all of the business, it'd still be happening. Only it all belonged to us and we'd be filthy rich. We'd own all the trucks. I mean, but we wouldn't own, one guy wouldn't own all of it and have a bunch of people working for him. Everybody just own one. That's the way this country was supposed to be. But then again, I mean, if you want to just look at this from this, even this commie view that they throw out there. Now, as far as Citigroup here, what if they decided that, you know, you can't, let's go with a good one. You can't buy fag toys out of a sex shop. Anything to do with fags or sex, I mean, just go against sex, whatever. Fags or sex or shit, you can't, we're not going to allow you to finance that. What would be the blowback, people? If you went against queer, I've read the Bill of Rights. I see nothing in there about the right to be queer. You have a right to do whatever you want so long as you leave other people alone. That means if you're over there in your castle and I ain't seeing what you're doing, you can't bother me with it, and it's none of my business. But, I mean, bring that, it's been brought out on the public square, shoved in people's faces, and that is, I mean, that it, that is not the castle doctrine. You have brought it into the public square, and you have entered the realms of the fighting words doctrine. To where if, you know, it's something it's just animalistic. I mean, you touch my junk, boom, you go down. That's just the way it works. And I got 12 guys out there. I think that 12 men would really understand that if I told them why I did it. That's how it's supposed to work.
How many people die from sex-related injuries every year?
There you go, brother.
Probably 20 times more.
Well, yeah, but the point is, if you like YouTube, if they said anything with homosexual content is going to be removed from YouTube because we just don't feel it's morally correct to have that kind of stuff out and where children can see it, and because we're, you know, we advocate for heterosexuality because, I mean, it jives with nature. And if you did that, would it be a private...
Having sex with men died... That's 10 times more deaths than anyone being shot with a rifle.
Absolutely true, Mark. But the bottom of what the point here is that if you tried that, would that be a private business and they could just do that? No. You would see those goddamn fags would go after that. The fags would shut them down. How would they shut them down? They'd have their business license removed by the faggots that are goddamn issuing them. That's how.
You bring up a perfect. I couldn't think of a more better example. How you just explained it. I mean, it just goes against everything.
If YouTube did to the homosexuals what it just did to, and you have a, I mean, that second article right is absolute. It's written in stone. There can be no authority. This cannot happen. But if you did the same thing that you're doing to the people with the gun videos for the fag videos. I guarantee you that the government pulled their license this morning. They will not operate until they've made corrections, until they've paid off a big bunch of money to all the queers that they insulted and did dirty or didn't let them have their say. That's what it would be, and everybody out there listening to my voice knows it. It's the license, it's the license, it's the license. Anybody talks to you about it, you ask them, say, why doesn't the NRA or the Gun Owners of America with their millions go get that license pulled? Get a few of them's license pulled and watch how quick this shit stops. It would stop forthwith. Dick's Sporting Goods, go take their fucking license. Fred Meyer, they and Walmart, take their goddamn. Do you take Walmart's vendor license? How many seconds do you think it would take for them to put the guns back in the stores and shut their communist goddamn insurrectionist mouths? About 1 second is how long. This thing is that they have taken over the control points. They got the goddamn pedophiles and the goddamn communists in the control points, the licensing. Oh, you got to, well, if you can't, you know what, I got pissed off at Facebook, or was it, I mean, YouTube. I want to copy their license. I know what I'm doing here. You son of a bitch, you're a licensed vendor. You can't do this to me. Oh, you can't get a look at the license to get a copy of that license. You just can't do it. Oh, nobody knows where that, you can't. You go into a phone circle that comes right back around and says, have a nice day. You'd have to go and you'd have to file into a court. If somebody like me, I don't even know. They might just say, I mean, we've gone so far with this. They would just say, you know, screw it. Yeah, we're violating your rights. They've done it before. But I'm telling you, think about you not being able to go get a copy of a business license, somebody's license to operate. I want to see their license to operate. That was one of the big things. You better have that license, hadn't you?
YouTube isn't YouTube. YouTube is Google. When you talk about YouTube, we're talking about Google, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. Well, yeah, Google started by the CIA. The thing is, they're all in it together at the top. See, they're all sitting up there together at the top and go, yeah, we're just shitting all over the rights. With the license. We got a license to shit all over the, because we got the licensing department. We've taken over the government. That's what this tells you. The government is 110% controlled by these corporations, or they could not do this. The licensing would shut them down. I guarantee you when the licensing process was put into place, it was right in there. It's just like the federal regulations that came with allocations. When those licensing allocations, when it came out that we're going to start issuing licenses, I guarantee you, in that original goddamn text, it was right there. You cannot violate any constitutional, they probably got constitutional, I hate that word, any constitutional right of any American citizen. Or what might have you. But I guarantee it's in there. They can't issue license to some, I mean, that's like somebody coming in here, just a goddamn group. Okay, we're gonna, they did it on their face. Came in, we're gonna start a mining operation here with those proceeds. We're gonna, put together an army that's gonna, go to Washington DC and take out your government and remove your Bill of Rights and your Constitution. That's what we're going to do. I need a license. Really? Cause this is what's happening, people. And to pretend that these so-called champions of the people don't know about licensing is just really kind of naive, isn't it? I mean, they're operating under a 501c3 operating goddamn charter. But if they didn't have that 501c3, they couldn't do it, could they? And who can take the 501c3 away? If you use a 501c3, a government goddamn incorporation, I mean, it's be a government... It's an incorporation paper. It's a part of the incorporation process. But if you use that tax-free corporation, I mean, you think about it. You can't donate no money if you have one of them. You know, think about all the rules and regulations that they've thrown in your face. And to pretend, well, you can't do all that, but you can violate anybody's rights you want to. You think? I got to tell you that it ain't so. I guarantee you it's written right in goddamn even in their statutory law that they can't do this. But, you know, that's just like that immigration thing, I guess. Somebody'd have to be enforcing that law, wouldn't they? Somebody'd have to be pulling the licenses of those who had complaints against. Well, first you'd have to be able, I mean, goddamn, it used to be the easiest thing in the world to complain against somebody's license. Hell, you called right down to the county commissioner's office put in a complaint against somebody's license for some wrong they done you. I guarantee you, man, they had to answer that complaint. But now you can't even get a copy of their goddamn Google. You can't get a copy of Google's license. They're too big for a goddamn peon like you that owns the country to have a copy of their goddamn license or to be able to file a complaint against that license. They're just too big. You're just too small. You see, American National, who owns this country, who we work for, who we supposedly serve, a master. You're just too little, master. I don't have to do what you tell me. I'm working with the corpse. You see what I'm saying here, people? They know it. Gun Owners of America knows it. Larry Pratt knows it. NRA knows it. LaPierre knows it. They all know it. They've all been in their cabals, and they've used all this bullshit to control us for all of my life. Probably all my dad's and his dad's, too. Truth be known.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
The reason the NRA and GOA is not going on that path is because they're with the same people that want your guns.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying, man. Of course. I mean, this isn't rocket science, and you don't need millions of dollars. I mean, what does it take to take somebody's license? A complaint. Force it into court. I mean, they're taking millions of dollars from Americans who think, oh, they're watching out for my second. No, they're not. They're not watching for your second article, right? They're helping destroy it. They are the enemy. That's what the point is. If they weren't the enemy, they would do the simplest thing, the most cost-effective thing. They'd just have their license pulled, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they? I think they would. God, man, it irks me, people. It irks me. Let's go into this a little bit. A reminder. Okay. New York Times. Oh, a reminder. We were in this article. It's a Citigroup enforces gun control restrictions on customers. When we talked about Ross Sorkin, as a reminder, Andrew Ross Sorkin wrote in the New York Times that banks could control guns if Washington won't. Listen to this, people. Your government, your representative representing your authority, and you've got some private corporation saying, oh, well, I guess that they've taken over, haven't they? Liberty Blitzkrieg, Mike Kranger, what a name, exclaimed that even in today's world, replete with pulocrat public relations masquerading as journalism, it's rare to encounter an article simultaneously pandering, authoritarian, childish, and dumb. Nevertheless, I found one, and it was unsurprisingly published in the New York Times. The title of the piece more or less says it all, how banks could control gun sales if Washington won't. Well, Washington can pull your fucking license, can't they? I guess you can't make Washington do anything, can you? In fact, they can break your ass. They can seize your assets, can't they? But wait, maybe not. Maybe these banks are bigger than our government. Maybe they're here controlling our government right in front of our faces and here telling us about it.
Yeah, Henry, I just want to say real quick, I just read in the last 3 months, the three top banks have made over $1.3 trillion in deposits. Yeah, they think they're big shots.
Yeah, but see, that was the way that because we're unleashing the wealth of our country, that's why the licensing and the corporation thing was put into place, to keep control of it. No matter how big they got, oh, it's just a simple little thing. We pulled your license. And the government, you know what? We got the authority. We seized your assets. You have violated rights. You have built an enemy apparatus within our borders. And you have committed espionage. We're taking your $1 trillion, and we're going to dispense it out to the people whose rights you walked on. And they can do it.
They're laundering drug money, Henry. They're laundering all kinds of shit.
It's international.
It's all bullshit.
You're right, Mark. It's international. But what I'm saying is not supposed to be inside our sovereign borders. We're just us and F the rest of the world. We have a nuclear arsenal that says the rest of the world tells us nothing. And so they bring in these international banksters into and put them inside our sovereign borders. And now I'm reading this to you. The title of the piece more or less says it all. How banks could control gun sales if Washington won't. So they can go above and beyond the government? Is that what that statement says? Because that's what I'm hearing. But let's go ahead and examine some of the author's suggestions in general detail. For instance, here's an idea. What if the finance industry credit card companies like Visa, MasterCard, and American Express credit card processors like First Data and banks like JP Morgan Chase, oh man, it sounds like I heard a lot of those names and those bailouts, where they took our money, they didn't take our money and bail these son of a bitches out, and then they can turn around and just do whatever they want to us and violate our fucking rights after these criminals didn't go to jail. Think about the insult. Were to effectively set new rules for the sales of guns in America. How about we pull your license? This is what the goddamn whole thing, this is what the government is supposed to protect you from. That's what you acquiesce to. This is why you pay those $1 zillion taxes, to protect you from this very thing. This is the monster they said was going to get you if you didn't let them have that constitution and a federal government, isn't it? And here it is. The monster's saying, they ain't got nothing to say about it. We're the banks. They're just the government. Really, I think that's why, I mean, that license, the licensing people, this is the part of your government that is effing you right now, is whoever is issuing those goddamn licenses and issuing the charters, because you have to have a charter to have a business. Before Facebook or YouTube or any of them could have a business, they had to form a charter. They had to form a business, and they had to have the stamp okay from the government, which the government can remove at any time if you get out of line. And getting out of line would count with walking on people's rights or removing people's rights or thinking you're going to write legislation and you're going to write policies that are going to be enforced as law over the law of the people and the legislators put in place by the people. Think about what I'm telling you. It is war. There's no other way to look at this. This is blatant in your face. Goddamn, this is aggression coming right at you. Wait, you know what? Government, you won't take care of these motherfuckers. We will. We'll hang every son of a bitch in one of them and take every asset they have. We'll seize it. They have nothing that can stop us. We are the largest army on the planet Earth, and we can take this away from them, people. Easy. And they know it. But then you turn around and you start going after the banks, and who's going to jump out between you, just like at the border? If you went to solve the problem down there, who's going to jump out between you and your enemy? Well, that's right. That federal government that was put in place to protect you and protect your rights. Right? I guess we know who the enemy is here, don't we? Collectively, they have more leverage over the gun industry than any lawmaker. Really? You listen to what I'm reading to you. That bank has more power over an industry than a lawmaker. And it wouldn't be hard for them to take a stand. PayPal, SquareStrip, and Apple Pay Apple Pay announced years ago that they would not allow their services to be used to sell for the sale of firearms. If Visa and MasterCard are willing to act on the issue, the credit and processors and the banks that issue credit cards could try. Jamie Dimon, your friend, Mark, you love that guy. Jamie Dimon, chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase, which issues credit cards and owns a payment processor, has talked about how he and his bank have a moral obligation, but also a deeply vested interest, but no frickin' authority. You have no authority to do any of this. The government that issued your license does not have the authority to do this, but you do? How did you get that authority inside of a sovereign country? How do you trump our laws? I want to know about that. That sounds like goddamn an insurrection right in our face.
Jamie Dimon controls all food stamps, and what he's going to do next now, Henry, he's going to deny credit to gun stores so they can't do business. That's going to be the next ball to drop.
And then, of course, the NRA and the gun owners of America, with the millions that the American people have sent them to defend their gun rights, they're going to go over and have their licenses pulled, have their charters removed, right? Because that's what's supposed to happen when shit like this goes down. That's what those apparatuses, this is just like I said, just like the regulators. This is what this was put in place to eliminate the threat of. And now it's just, well, I guess it's just like those immigration laws. If nobody enforces them, they don't exist.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon just goes way outside the realm of reality without any authorization. I mean, our leaders aren't doing shit. He does whatever the hell he wants.
He's a rogue. Well, it's just like Soros. I mean, they tell you right here, oh, yeah, you spent $1 million to go down to Fergadusha and you know, burn down people's businesses and stuff. Yeah, he did it. they started this in 2008. They came right out and told you, yeah, here, this guy, Steve Mnuchin there, yeah, him, yeah, these guys here, they stole. They committed international fraud. And you're going to bail them out. And we're not going to put them in jail. I guess the standard is set. There is no law for them, right? They have taken over your country and declared themselves sovereign and apart from you and your laws, right? I think so. Oh, where were we? That was followed by Dick's Sporting Goods, who said they would no longer sell high-capacity magazines and that they would not sell any gun to anyone over 21 years of age, regardless of local laws. And see, you had this 21-year-old here in Oregon filing suit over this. We're going to follow laws. This is what you get when you let these goddamn attorneys take over. They had to take over your courts first, because this ain't something that goes to the goddamn civil courts. This straight up, you go right to him and said, I want his goddamn license pulled. Here's my ID. I am of age. I can buy a gun. This son of a bitch is telling me I can't, and he's running an international corporation. He's using our roads. He's using our infrastructure for his business, and he has a fleet of people he has hired. He is a merchant by definition of the words, and this merchant is refusing me equal service. He is violating my rights. And the license gets pulled.
Jamie Dimon, back in 08, if you remember, demanded $353 billion from the Fed to back up his derivative scam. Uh-huh. He got it right away, no question.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he got money out of your pocket and my pocket, and now he's going to use that wealth that he has accumulated to hack our Bill of Rights. Why isn't he hanging from a goddamn lamppost? How do these son of a bitches operate inside our borders without one of us getting a hold of them? They have security forces around him. This is occupation by definition, people. Be ready to cut them down at any second, because they're not going to stop until you do. And this is such an outrage that the fact that they would print this to where I could get it and read it to you is beyond outrage. Our founders are saying, shoot, 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 shoot them now. I promise you that's what they're saying.
Another outrage, Henry. I'm sorry to keep interrupting,
that's
but
all right.
I'm just pissed off as you are. Another outrage is those kids on the cover of Time magazine. My God. I can't even believe it.
Punk the little, they're little traitors. We'll spit on them. I'll spit on them. They're nothing. This is a publicity. Like I said, this is an ad campaign, a publicity push. Then this is an international communist publicity push. They're just like I'm talking about being over to Israel and Dubai, telling over there protesting to get rid of our Bill of Rights. Really? You little bastards. You are marked as traitors. You are not going to have nothing in this country. We'll see to it. The fight's on. Fight's on. When it's over, your ass is out of here. We'll put you on the beaches of China, someplace where you feel right at home, and see how you like that bliss of that nirvana of goddamn international communism when you're living it. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And man, push it out there. Why ain't they going after these bastards, their charters and their licenses? And that is the Word from the Trenches.